Earlier this month, the state auctioned off the rights to sell liquor in their current stores. 167 licenses were sold, but 18 buyers fell through. Bidders either couldn't come up with all the money or struggled to work out lease conditions for the retail space. Yesterday, a live auction sold the remaining 18 stores. Correspondent Leslie McClurg reports.
Jazz Sangha showed up right on time with his $10,000 deposit check in hand. Over 300 people were already in line. Many were wearing turbans and speaking Indian languages. They were part of Sangha's community. He's the leader in a loose collective trying to buy up as many liquor stores as possible.
My fear initially was that big businesses will all get into the liquor business. I wanted to see more opportunities for smaller guys, and we did reach out to many different folks within our community.
The collective was successful in the first online auction. They pooled their resources together and bought over 80 of the 167 stores. Pat McLaughlin works for the State Liquor Board. He has been leading the transition to a privatized system. He says he's not surprised by the large turnout.
These are 18 of our best stores. They range from Vancouver to Bellingham, Ocean Shores to Spokane. They're all very profitable. So this is an opportunity for these entrepreneurs to have a piece of that action.
The bidding started. Jazz Sangha stepped forward eagerly. He had his hopes set on a store in Enumclaw. It sold for $259,000 in the online auction. Jazz hoped to snag it for around $50,000, but he only raised his paddle once. The store sold for $310,000. $50,000 more than in the earlier auction. Almost all of the 18 stores sold for more than their earlier bids. A friend of Sangha's named Pintu Bart hoped to buy 4 stores, but like Sangha, he kept his paddle down.
My calculation was to make any money from my investment. They went over double the price, so there's no sense to buying it or bidding on it. I just keep my hand down.
Both Sangha and Bart went home empty-handed. The big winner was the state. The liquor board exceeded their original goal by over $1 million. The total from both auctions was over $30 million. The state will officially step out of the liquor business on May 31st. I'm Leslie McClurg reporting.